Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, on the face of it, a seaweed bath is nothing more than a tub filled with hot seawater and a bit of seaweed. But to leave its description at that would be to do it a grave disservice, as thousands of people consider it to be the ultimate bathing experience. So, I'm out here at Kilcullen's Seaweed Baths to find out for myself. I'm delighted to be joined by Edward Kilcullen. He's the owner of Kilcullen Baths here in Enniscrone. Tell me, Edward, about the 1912 was an easy year to remember because it's the same year the Titanic went down.
Yeah.
I hope you don't think about that too much when you're thinking about your business, but it's, this business has been in your family a long time.
Yes, well, the, as you said, Bobby, the business opened for business in June 1912.
Right.
And it has traded ever since. So we're 112 years on the go now. But the, like, the story of the bathhouse even goes back before that. To my great, well, it was my grandfather who set up the bathhouse, but it went back to my great-grandfather's time. He acquired the site in 1897 on a 99-year lease with a view to opening a bathhouse. And it was 15 years later before they actually got around to doing it.
And I see there's a bit of competition, or there certainly was a bit of competition, a bit further down.
Yeah, there was. Enniscrone had boasted two bathhouses. That, the one you see on the rocks is like a little castle, was originally built as a private facility by our local landlord.
No way.
Took to the fashion of sea bathing in the middle of the 19th century. And his valet used to have a hot seawater bath ready for him when he'd come in after his swim. So that turned into a commercial venture around the 1870s. And as I said, then my grandfather started in 1912, and the two places operated right up until the 1980s.
Wow. So tell us then about what happens here. Maybe explain from a consumer point of view how this works.
So what happens is that when you come in, your bath is prepared for you. Now, your bath is prepared for you exactly the same way as it has been for the last 112 years.
No way.
Yeah, you've got the great big old porcelain baths, original taps and everything. So your bath is filled with hot seawater. Now, that's the thing that sets here apart from other places, maybe, in that it's hot seawater and seaweed, literally seaweed that we gather off the, we cut off the shore at low tide every day. So it's a totally fresh thing. It's not the smelly stuff you might be used to seeing on the beach when you be swimming.
So I like this quote out of your brochure. Imagine that you are immersed in an enormous bath, luxuriating in expensive bath oils. As you relax, you experience weightlessness. You are floating in a tranquil amber-tinted sea of unashamed luxury. I can't wait.
Yeah, I should have been a writer, shouldn't I? Yes, well, that's exactly what it is. And the amazing thing is that it's an entirely natural product. The bath, as I said, is filled with seawater. The seaweed is fresh seaweed that's harvested at low tide. And the before we put it in, the only treatment it gets, about 20 seconds of steam.
Right.
And the steam breaks down the seaweed plant and it releases the alginate into the water, which is actually chemically a gel, which goes into solution in the seawater, so you get this lovely oily texture in the bath.
Okay, so there's no crabs or starfish or anything
You're the only thing that's alive in the bath, Bobby.
Okay, so you missed a bit there, but I'm actually in the seaweed bath now. I jumped in, just to describe it for our listeners, I'm in an old Edwardian room with really cool Victorian tiles. The seawater is pumped up from the beach. It comes right up from the beach and is pumped up onto the roof where it's fed by gravity down into the bathroom. They've got steam cabinets here as well, which is another part of the process. So I'm in the seaweed bath now and it's really nice. You can hear it there. So all that's in the bath is me, seaweed, water, and the water is kind of a beautiful amber color. That's how, as the brochure describes it. It's not brown, it's beautifully amber. So I think what's happening now is all the iodine from the seaweed is being released and it's finding its way into my beautiful skin, something like that. Edward, tell me more.
Bobby, I couldn't have done better myself to describe it. Yeah, the reason seaweed is good for you is that there's a very high concentration of iodine in seawater, and when you add seaweed then it really bumps it up. Now, what gives the water that amber colour is the photosynthetic material in the seaweed. But what gives it the oily texture is the alginate in the seaweed, which it's as you're bathing there, as you're moving the seaweed around, is actually coming out into the water all the time. Traditionally, this was a cure-all for rheumatism and arthritis. You know, even up into the 60s when I was a child, it was all elderly people who came here.
Right.
It's only in the last 30 years that it has changed to a completely new generation of seaweed bathers.
So what should I expect when I get out of the bath with all this iodine on me? I presume I'll have a cold seawater shower.
You have kind of a cold seawater shower, but the reason you're having the shower is not to rinse off what's on you. It's to cool you down and close the pores. And I believe you're a sea swimmer, so it won't come as too much of a shock to you.
So, and then I should feel then really kind of refreshed.
What you will do, you will feel refreshed and your skin will feel extremely fresh. Now, people just don't understand that when they look at the seaweed bath and they feel the texture of it. But when you come out and dry yourself, I guarantee your skin hasn't felt as good since you were a child.
Thank you, Edward. This has been a great experience since 1912, so over 120 odd years. Great, and we hope to see you here for another 120.
Good, thanks very much, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.